following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Dawson kicks it up, and it is good! And the 49ers are going to Carolina! And the San Francisco 49ers have survived Lambeau.
This for the win. McCown puts it down. Graham has it on its way. Send us to Seattle, Shane.
Yes.
You've done it from 32 Woo-hoo. Yards out. Your fourth field goal of the night. Go west by northwest, young man.
Andrews takes the snap. He's going to throw one way downfield to T.Y. Got it. He's going to score. He's going to score. He's going to score on a 64-yard pass play. That's
He's
it.
He's going to score?
The Colts have advanced into the second round.
The Chargers hold. Gilchrist on the coverage. The Bengals are belly aching, wanting a flag. There is no flag. Chargers have the football. The Chargers don't let Cincinnati advance. The sixth seed upends the three seed. The Bengals are getting booed off their home field. There's no belly aching in football.
They're belly aching out there, Tom. They're just belly aching about it.
Hey, I would like to donate something to the Cincinnati Bengals.
All right.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you what. I will give credit to the Chargers because they made that game happen. And Philip Rivers, man, he might be the hottest quarterback heading into the playoffs here. And he's playing better and better and better and better every damn week.
He's playing better than he ever has, John. 70% completion percentage? That's insane.
It is. And, you know, when you got Dalton throwing the ball to his defense, it sure helps out, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, you know, I got I'm around a lot of Cincinnati Bengals fans, you know, and you know, I get I hear a lot of criticism for Tony Romo, and you know, oh, he folds on the big stage, and you know, he can't win in the playoffs, and well, guess what? Andy Dalton can't win a playoff game. How's that? 0-3.
I just want to make mention that at 1 minute 28 seconds of the podcast, Tom has turned it into a Tony Romo wine fest.
I'm belly aching, John. I'm
over there. Every Cowboy fan always belly aches.
See, your quarterback lost too.
Just point it out because everybody says, you got to get a new quarterback. And I say, well, yeah, who are you going to get? Well, what are you going to get? Andy Dalton? He can't win in the playoffs. Hey, Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers won a playoff game. You know why? He's not at home. How many home playoff games has he lost?
Hey, you know what? Three out of four home teams lost this week.
That's right.
Three out of four.
That's right.
Okay. In big, bad Philadelphia, where everybody's so scared of everything up there, those big, rough, tough fans that boo every freaking injury. Yeah, dude, you know what? Beat up the occasional fan outside. Everybody has a drunk that does that. But for God's sakes, you're booing every injury. Thousands of you. That's just classless. Okay, they go and get their ass beat by a team that's not supposed to be playing outside. Up in Green Bay, the frozen tundra, dude, the big equalizer for the Packers, right? The 5-degree temperature. Colin Kaepernick owns them again.
That does it. Hey, look, I don't care. At that temperature, nobody's comfortable. Nobody's used to that. No, you know, I don't care. Some of the guys in Green Bay played college ball down south. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, didn't Kaepernick play in like Colorado or Wyoming or someplace cold? But either way, Joe Theismann said it best once a long time ago when he said that nobody's ever used to playing in that. It's just who can endure it longer.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, this is 2 years in a row that the 49ers have gone into Green Bay and whooped their ass in their supposed frozen tundra.
Boy, it was frozen.
So what? Tell me what. What is this home field advantage thing that everybody keeps talking about?
Well, it doesn't really exist. The only place that, you know, I think that in New Orleans there's a definite home field advantage. Some places more than others. Like Dallas has a horrible home field advantage. You know, they had the first off, the place is so big that there's plenty of tickets available for the opposing team. When
right.
when my son went down there to see the Redskins, he said at least a third of the stadium was Washington fans. That's ridiculous. That should never happen. But you go into New Orleans, I think there's a definite home field advantage there. Kansas City, obviously, and there's no doubt about Seattle.
Well, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. All right, because here they could, the Cardinals went up there when they needed a win, and the Seattle needed a win, too. It wasn't like there was nothing on the line for them, and beat them in their house. So it's not like it's impossible. And again, three out of four teams in the playoffs at home lost.
John, of course it's not impossible, but I'm just right. saying, when you're talking about who's got a definite advantage playing at home, I think, you know, where other teams don't really, like they can be beaten at home. It's not like, oh, we're at home, so this is a great advantage for us. No. But
well,
there are teams.
Let me check off the list.
There are teams that definitely have an advantage playing at home, and I mean their record speaks for itself in Seattle.
Gotcha. All right, let me check off a list here. Packers in the playoffs in January. No advantage. Fuck them. The Eagles in their big rough tub, constantly drunk, booing every injury, throwing shit on the field. Fans. Fuck them. Out. Thrown out by a dude with a birthmark on the side of his face. It looks like New Jersey. The Bengals in a, what, wasn't really that cold up there, but it was rainy. And this is a team from San Diego who would much rather be surfing if not for a botched call on a field goal a week of before time. And they win. Boom.
Right. So, but they had, you know, they had one in the cold in Denver. In fact, I thought I read that Phillip Rivers is six in his career is 6-2 at Denver.
Dude, I tell you what, this is what I'm trying to say. I don't think anybody's telling me that, oh, New England at home is a decided advantage,
no.
or Denver at home is a decided advantage, or even Seattle at home is a decided advantage.
No, we've seen we've watched Baltimore go into New England and take care of them a couple of times now. But, hey, before we get any further, I'm Tom, he's John.
What's up, guys? It's John Tilliard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio at number 241. Hey, why doesn't Riley Cooper need a condom? Because he never catches anything.
What? Now he's got...
John's got a drummer now.
Oh, my God. What is this guy?
Now appearing live here at the Catskills, John Tilliard.
Ah, hell yeah. I'm going to steal that.
I shot an elephant in my pajamas. What he was doing in my pajamas, I'll never know.
Wait a minute. That's about...
Oh, I didn't get the drum roll for that?
No, because I was doing something. Hang on. No, that's about the same length. Yeah, hold on.
Weed.
Now, wait a minute. All right.
Weed.
Yeah.
Weed. Now all you got to do is take the mixer and put it on his wee part so it has some tone in it. Weed. Tell you what, though, Riley Cooper had himself a pretty good offseason. People don't seem to remember that he's a racist bastard, do they?
Nope.
Nope, they don't care anymore. See, that's, you catch a pass, nobody cares.
Winning cures everything. Say it a lot. Yep. It's true. It's absolutely true. All right, coming up.
However, I will point out that the quarterback throwing to him is white. Just wanted to put that out there.
Hey.
Make of it what you will.
John is an honest man now. He tells the truth. All right, coming up, McNabb howls, Saints and Eagles fans. Oh, John, it was a manly win in Green Bay, by the way, there in Lambeau.
A manly win.
It was a manly win. Thou shalt not repeat words. Oh, and big shocker, Freddie Smoop has lots to say. So,
good.
Real quick, we didn't get to this last week. Let me run over the top teams here in our season-long contest, the Gridiron Challenge, the fantasy game
right.
here, and the Pigskin Pick'em.
Right.
Number one in the Pigskin Pick'em, in the 100 percentile. That's amazing. Congratulations, Tony Romo. You're fired.
You're fired. And he's in the 100th percentile. That is great.
Amazing. Now, also, No easy task. 99.3 percentile. Bankrupt Bernie's bourbon in second. Borgnine is my co-pilot in third. And fourth place, Cowers eyeliner. And four teams tied for fifth. You've got Cyber Axiom, Brass Monkeys, Vic Fumbles, and the Honey Beaver. So.
Oh. Yeah, all right. Congratulations, everybody. We had a guy that finished in the 100th percentile. Either that means that we have one of the greatest fantasy players in the world listening to our show, of which that's pretty cool, or they threw a ringer at us.
Maybe
he's a machine. But I don't think he's a machine. He sent us an email one day.
Nah, because he only got five right in week 12. That would never happen if it was a machine.
That's what they want you to think, Tom.
Oh, is that it?
Was Skynet is clever.
Well, you got 15 right in week 14, 14 right in week 17, so that was that put him over the top. But he was well ahead of everybody anyway, so.
Yeah, the playoff challenge, I don't know if anybody saw it on the Facebook page. I don't know how many people are actually in it. There was a good couple of pages worth of people in it, but we had to do it on NFL.com because the thing on ESPN never turned out. I don't know. You'll have to come on the Facebook page and yell at Diamond Joe. It's his goddamn fault.
Well, in the gridiron challenge, I think this guy, I don't know if he started it week one, but it wasn't very far into the season that he took over the number one spot and never gave it up, and that is Evel Knievel's songwriter.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you got that kind of talent, huh?
Yeah, he was at 99.4 percentile. Now, I tried, damn it. I was right on his ass. I outscored him the last 3 weeks and missed him by 25 points. I came in second.
Not bad. Congratulations.
Muffed up punts in third.
Say that three times fast. It's really not that hard. I tried it. It's not that difficult.
Brett Fart in fourth.
That's hard, though.
And in fifth place, The Curse of Eddie Munster. And I do believe, hold on here. I thought, oh, you did stay on the front page. You dropped a spot to number 49, but Roker's Abandoned Undies is in 49th place on the front page.
Yes! There you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I have finished on the first page my goal since week one when I found myself in 94th place.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
So suck on that, everybody who failed to get past me.
So, Tony Romo, you're fired, and Evel Knievel's songwriter, you will be receiving one of Bang's toenails. So there you go.
Oh, we're giving away a toenail this year? Okay,
I thought that was the standard prize.
Well, you know, that's true. It is a standard prize, and sometimes I put some dog hair in the envelope as well. However, I found out that when I sent the dog hair to, I think it was Adrian Lord, who's our evil scientist over there, just on the border of North Korea, he's used it to clone me, and I think that they're using it in that basketball game with Dennis Rodman over there. So,
oh, my God. Cool. Dennis Rodman has lost his friggin' mind.
He never had a fucking mind. That dude's a goddamn retard, and they found out he could goddamn rebound.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Get him in there. He can rebound. And I'm sorry for any of you retards listening out there, or any of you people who have family that are retards. I know the R word is the worst thing in the world to say now. But, you know, the R word could be Rodman.
We can start using that.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Jones, your child is Rodman.
You friggin' Rodman.
If you don't mind your manners, I'm going to put you in the Rodman class. All right, we're off topic.
Are we?
I think so. Yes, if we're doing that. Hooray! I'm a Rodman! Yay!
All right, Donovan McNabb. I don't know what this was all about. You talk about it, maybe he's losing his mind too. Maybe he's becoming a Rodman.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler. Donovan McNabb coming to us from Los Angeles, California.
Super Bowl participant.
A Super Bowl participant.
Yeah. All right.
Weed. I was listening to his show the day after the playoffs, and God, I can't listen to his show. It goes too fast. They're like, hi, how you doing? We're going to say something quippy here. Now we're going to get to a guest. He's going to say 2 minutes worth of stuff. Cut him off. We're moving to the next thing. Zing, 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 zing. And it's like, holy crap. It's impossible to even get anything going with it. And in the middle of it, this happened.
And, of course, we're always streaming live on your smartphone or tablet with the NBC Sports Radio mobile app.
What?
What the hell was he doing? It's like he took a hit of nitrous oxide or something. McNabb's over there with a can of Ready Whip. He's kind of one of those cans. He's doing some whippets while Mark Malone is talking. What the hell? I don't even know what that is. It's like a whale that somebody let a humpback whale in McNabb's chair.
You know what? Hey, wait a minute. You know how, you know, with Dallas, I have the car crash. You know, right? That. Well, from now on, for the Philadelphia Eagles. That is now their car crash.
Oh, shit. The Eagles lost to the New Orleans Saints today after Alex Henry missed a 48-yard field goal.
Oh, man. That reminds me. I don't know. Did you happen to hear this week that dog? There was a dog. I don't know. I guess it was on YouTube, but I kept hearing it and seeing it that imitated a fire engine.
No, I think I saw a link for it, but I didn't click.
Yeah, it's a fire engine drive. Whenever a fire engine drives by, whenever the dog hears a fire engine, he starts howling and goes into this fire engine mode. And I don't know why, but that was what McNabb reminded me of. I've got this clip of the dog. Hang on.
That sounds like that Eat That Pussy guy finally having his heart attack.
Yeah, he almost did. We'll hear from him coming up. But yeah, that's pretty funny. What was the matter with McNabb, man?
I mean, I was confused.
Oh, you? He was confused.
He was somebody they might have had to go to overtime in the Eagles game. He was, oh no, what the hell's going to happen?
Donovan, we're in overtime.
Hey, Donovan, look, your receiver's wide open 12 yards upfield. Throw it 7 yards in the dirt. Oh, God. You know, because he's got to always have something to say. And I'm the Tom. Jesus Christ. You know, at the end of the thing where he says, .com. Remember, we found him doing that. We had no idea why. Well, right. Here they're talking about the app or whatever, and he has nothing to say, so he does that.
I have no words, but I got to put my voice on the air.
We have live audio of Donovan McNabb calling plays in the final drive of the Super Bowl. Yo, man, that was my shoe. It's that ramen noodles in there. God damn it. That ain't a shrimp, is it?
Oh shit.
We've got lots of stuff to get to, folks, and some of it's actual real words.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We should have had that last week for What Did Dick Say?
Oh, man. All right, let's see. Andrew Luck, what a comeback. Great game. You know, I thought that would probably be the game that I was least interested in, really, was the Chiefs and the Colts, and it turned out to be the most fun to watch.
I tell you what, how many of you almost turned it off? I was ready to say to Max, you really want to play some Madden or something, because this game's 38-10. When that, I can't remember who it was that scored it to get to 38-10 on that little swing pass to the outside. When that happened, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is a laugher.
Oh, my God. And Jamal Charles wasn't even playing.
No. And then a whole bunch of other Chiefs weren't playing after that. Oh, right. They were knocking them off one at a time.
Well, Andrew Luck gives a lot of credit to the whole team.
I think it was a total team effort, defensively.
Hit the McNabb sound effect. That's a perfect spot for it.
I think it was a total team effort, defensively.
He's got that. He's got my Matt Millen voice.
He's kind of a cross between like one of the Children of the Corn and an Amish guy and I don't know, a Southern redneck. You put it all together and you get Andrew Luck.
Yeah, we were the defense, those special guys, and look, I gotta go. There's a barn raising happening tomorrow. I gotta be there bright and early.
It was a total team effort, John, defensively.
Yeah, defensively.
Yeah, he wasn't real hot about his picks there.
What's going through your mind after you throw a third turnover in this game?
Yeah, you know, a lot of words that I can't repeat.
A lot of words. Like what words?
Things I weren't going to repeat, like, fuck that ass-licking mule fucker. Holy fucking dog balls, I said that one a few times. goddamn monkey-loving shit lovers, stuff like that. Can I go to the locker room now?
Dude, when that ball bounced right back up to him,
I know,
at the 3-yard line, that's, you know, and right after they had cursed Donald Brown by saying, hey, you know, he's never lost a fumble. Don't you just hate when they do that?
Yeah.
Honestly, unless you've got money on the other team, when you're an announcer, if you see that on your little sheet there, don't even say it. You know, he hasn't thrown an interception yet. Oh, and it's intercepted by number 22. Right? As soon as like 5 minutes after they said that, Brown fumbles at the goal line. And then big old Gorky Caveman comes jumping in there.
Caveman, that's what I was trying to think of. I forgot. He also got to put a caveman in that mix.
Captain Caveman.
Oh, shit.
I like the Amish reference, though. I think he looks good. He'd have a straw hat on, like a church.
Right, church, right,
church,
exactly.
Wooden pipe.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, you know, I thought we was about to lose that there game out there, but I said to myself, good Lord, what can we do?
Got a piece of hay hanging out his mouth.
Right, right. He calls all his relatives in. They're all, you have Amish people where you live?
Oh, yeah, in Ohio? Hell yes.
I guess you do. All right, you ever see them around? They're always wearing these women. They're always wearing these dresses that are held together by freaking straight pins.
Right.
They don't. Yeah. And I said to my friend, I was like, what the hell? They don't ever. What is this? Don't they know about buttons? They can actually put buttons on this shit and take it on and off without the pins. And they said, no, it's because what they do is when they outgrow it or whatever, they just pass it down and the next person can pin it to their size.
Right.
It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, anyway, they don't care about it. Yeah, that's people. And that's fine. That's just how they are. They don't care about that crap.
I wish I had a camera on my glasses. I wish I had one of those Google Glass one day when I went to go get my eyes looked at from my contact lenses, and two of them that were obviously inbred, and I mean way inbred.
Oh God.
We're sitting there in the I swear to God, I have red hair. They don't see that in where they come from. And boy, they weren't shy at all about staring at me. I felt like I was looking at a bunch of lizards. They're all both of them are looking at me. No blinking, just staring at me.
Tongues whipping in and out of their mouth.
I wouldn't have been surprised if like a fly went by and one of them it was weird. I wish I'd have had a Google Glass, man.
They even spoke a different language. John heard one of them look at the other one and say,
non-believer. It's like Donald Sutherland in what was the movie that he was in? Oh, shit, it was a remake.
Oh, Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. There he is, pointing down the street.
Right.
Right after that dog ran by with that guy's head on.
With his mouth wide open.
Yep.
That's what happened when McNabb throws an interception in the playoffs. He just points at the guy.
That's when T.O. starts yelling at him on the sideline. Yo, man, you got to throw me the ball. We're going to. to have so much fun with this one little sound effect.
It's amazing, isn't it? It is amazing. Like
pennies from heaven. Oh, shit. Oh.
All right. Well, so here, Jim Harbaugh, man. He feels like a man after that game on Sunday.
I haven't found anything that makes you feel more like a man than to go, you know, not only beat your opponent, but, you know, you're beating their crowd. And then the elements in a playoff game. Just nothing quite makes you feel like a man like that.
Yeah.
God.
If you want to beat your chest. Over caffeinated psycho. I just love it. Makes you feel like a man out there. I tell you, I want to get out there and I want to play in the 3-degree weather and I'm going to wear my khaki pants and I'm going to make sure my nipples are big and hard so that I can shove them in everybody's face when I beat the crowd. I beat the elements. I beat the crowd. Mush, I said. Mush to the end zone. We're going to get there as men.
Oh.
He's a freaking psycho. My mouth is completely frozen. I can't do a goddamn thing, but I feel like a man.
I haven't found anything that makes you feel more like a man.
Oh, shit. I wish he was my coach. Do you remember when the Redskins fired, when we went and played San Francisco right before they fired Jim Zorn? I said, I hope they leave him in San Francisco and come back with Jim Harbaugh when he was at Stanford.
Right.
And we missed out.
Yep.
But we got a new coach today. We got a Gruden.
You got a Gruden.
We got a Gruden, and you know what that means. You don't just get one Gruden; you get the whole family.
Yeah, the whole Gruden family. Yeah, yeah. You got the offensive coordinator, the quarterback who can't win a playoff game.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll take three straight trips to the playoffs and take my chances over whether he can win one or not. I'll take it all day long.
I understand.
You know, I tell you, in all bottom honesty, I'm not too thrilled about it because I don't see what it is that sets him so far apart that I would have rather had Mike Zimmer. But the fact is I'm wrong so much that I think that's a good thing. I think that's a positive right. for Gruden. So, all right, well, that's cool. We don't want to talk about my team all day.
All right, well, let's go to break. We still got a lot to get to. Freddie Smoop coming up. Can't wait for that. We got some national championship stuff. We'll talk about that for a minute. And oh, our Saints and pissed off Eagles fan coming up.
Bang Radio.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
But all we kept talking about.
Glory hole days.
Well, it passed you by.
Glory hole days.
And the work of a young girl's eye.
Glory hole days.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it was. I want me some glory hole.
I had a friend was a big football owner down in Texas. Had a stadium as big as the county and a funny looking facelift. Saw him the other night in this roadside men's room. He was getting up, coming out of the stall. Well, he was brushing his knees and he was wiping his lip, and there was a dick hanging there through the wall.
Glory hole days.
Well, he came past one by.
Glory hole days.
It just might get in your eye.
Glory hole days. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it was. I want me some glory hole.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech. VOTech.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, god damn it, can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that's the only, everybody can we stick, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus. I mean, it's so rude, I can't believe it. That's it's so goddamn rude. Just, why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? I've had 2 fucking hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes. Jesus. sorry to explode my guy, but that's, it's like no one's ever worked on TV here before. Jesus. Chucking under the kid. What the fuck do they think I'm doing? I actually can't believe what I just saw. It's like no one here has worked on TV before. I hear a dial tone. And there were seven people, though. I mean, Jesus. We need to use the studio for 15 fucking minutes. Just everybody, you know.
Okay, we got you.
Hey, this is Blake.
And Joey.
From Devour the Day.
And you're listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Left in.
Is there any good left in me? I wanna be a good man. Is there any good left in me?
Winston dropping, going underneath, caught by her. He breaks the tackle. 45 to the 50. Near sideline, outside the numbers of the 40. To the 30. He's down the sideline and collared on the 21-yard line. 17 seconds, high formation now. Here's the snap. Winston rolling right. Throws the pass to the other. It's caught! It's caught! It's caught! Touchdown FSU! Calvin Benjamin! Game over! Knowles are the champions of college football. Celebrate Seminoles! Knowles' third championship. And the SEC reign of victories of the BCS comes to an abrupt halt.
Oh, thank God. Thank God for
tell
that.
Tell you what. Great game.
Oh, yeah.
Great game. You got to hand it to them. They won it. They're the champions. They earned it. You can't deny them. There's nobody out there that can argue against it.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all. And I'll be a completely honest person in saying that this entire bowl season, almost every game, was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, except for obviously ones like, you know, for you, like when, you know, Clemson beat the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, and Tom went,
yeah, and then it was off to the movies.
Tom was a hurting buckaroo.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody was a hurting buckaroo in that game. What's going on out there? There's nothing but hurting buckaroos all over the field.
But, yeah, a lot of great games, man. A lot of great freaking games. A lot of great games. That Oklahoma game was awesome, too.
Yep.
I get, you know, I know that they all have bowl game names and everything like that, but I'm old enough and I don't give a shit anymore, so I don't really care by saying, oh, it was Sugar Bowl was a great game. Who was in it? Oh, yeah, that's right. Oklahoma, Alabama. Great game. That might even be the Cotton Bowl, I think.
Yeah, Michigan State, Stanford, great game.
Yeah, another good game.
Ohio State Clemson was a great game.
Oh, yeah, it was an awesome game, you know. I didn't mind the outcome. It didn't bother me one way or the other. I'm not one of these people that has to look at all of the standings and say, oh, my conference won a bunch of, you know, stuff like this. I'm looking at, I don't know who the hell I'm looking at for my new head coach. They're saying this guy from Vanderbilt now at Penn State.
I'm still trying to figure out how in the world Nebraska beat Georgia. How's that even possible, John? That's the SEC, you know.
Georgia lost some games this year. I couldn't figure out how they lost. I think that Georgia, they're overrated.
But here's the thing, is that all I ever hear is how, like, the fifth-place team in the SEC could beat the first-place team in the Big Ten. They're that good, you know.
Georgia is a team that everybody thought was going to be awesome because they're, you know, they've been very good, and they've got one of the best running backs in the country, and they've got a good quarterback. And you know what? They went out, and I thought this year they lost games that they shouldn't have lost, including that one. You don't lose to Nebraska.
Hell, they almost lost to Tennessee.
Yeah, well, yeah, and they had—I mean, they had to have a scramble to win that game. I mean, I don't mean like a quarterback scramble. I mean, they had to the fucking houses on fire to win that game.
Yeah,
yeah. Good college football season, all right. You know, all things considered, I thought.
Well, Jameis Winston, what a second half! And he said he asked his team something.
I said, guys, this is ours, man. All the adversity we went through the first few quarters, it was ours to take. And like I've been saying, we control our own destiny. And those men looked me in my eye and they said, we got this, Jameis. I said, are you strong? They said, I'm strong if you strong. And I said,
We strong then.
We strong then.
Then.
I strong, you strong, we all strong. Camptown races all day long.
Doo-dah, doo-dah.
I was watching that scene from Blazing Saddles the other day where all the white guys try to get the African-American workers to sing the song, and they end up doing it, trying to show them how it's done.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's where I came from. So, but hey, you know what? Jameis Winston, really, they call it the deer in the headlights look. I said to Max, I said, you know what? You always hear about, as a Redskins fan, you always hear about the year before that the Redskins won the Super Bowl with Mark Rippon was when we got to the playoffs against San Francisco, and they always show it, and Matt Millen even says it on the NFL films. Oh, we could see it in his eyes. I said it on the sidelines. This guy's a loser. And I said to Max, I said, look, he's got Rippon eyes. He ain't going to win. And damn, man, second half, he must have gone in at halftime and had himself some serious meth or something like that. I don't know what he did.
Well, they're doing it big, John.
It's the biggest. Happy birthday. My cousin in Afghanistan watching this game, Teola Winston. We're doing it for everybody. We're doing it big all over the country, all over the world. And I'm proud. I'm proud to say I'm a Florida State Seminole.
Doing it big all over the world, John.
Tell you what, all props to his brother.
Right.
Yeah, man, all props to his brother. There's no way I'm going to make fun of somebody giving a shout-out to a soldier in Afghanistan. I ain't touching that. Not at all.
No.
No. You know what? At least they all didn't, you know, stand up there on that podium. And thanks be to the Lord for making that pass fly true from my hands to that tight end. You know. So maybe God's taking a back seat finally in sports. Maybe he's figured out there's other important shit he's got to do.
Is that right? He finally got it, huh?
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I've been watching Duck Dynasty.
Well, those guys are always praying to him.
Yeah, yeah. They won't leave me alone, for God's sakes. Look, I don't care if you like a vagina or a butthole. Just shut the hell up and go about your business. Anyway.
All right.
So anyway, yeah. There we go. Where were we? We were Jameis Winston, and we went from Jameis Winston to buttholes and vaginas.
Let's hear from Duan, our Saints fan.
I think he's had some copyright issues with Fox.
What?
Yeah, because in the background of his videos, you can hear the game, you know, because he watches the end of the game. And he, this time, keeps the sound down on his TV because he says, I don't want to hear any more from Fox about their copyrights. Because he can't put it on YouTube.
But people videotape that stuff all the time and put it up.
Yeah, but they're not Duan. They don't have an audience like Duan.
But, I mean, if you go, there's clips every week, brand new ones every week.
I know. So, who knows? Maybe he's just paranoid. He thinks there's a black helicopter out in front of his house with, you know, Rupert Murdoch in it.
Well, here he is watching the end of the game.
Is it good? And there you go. Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
What are you doing?
Duckers fans, sit down, baby! Billy! Bump the Philly Eagles because I'm down for my Saints. Bump the Philly Eagles because I'm down for my Saints. I ride for my Saints. We beat the Eagles, baby!
We should take that sound effect and put it in some kind of a toy. It sounds like one of those cows. Right. You're going to have a little baby that you turn it upside down.
Let's see. Oh, now he's going to trash talk.
I mean, did y'all really think y'all was going to win with Napoleon Dynamite as y'all quarterback? Y'all boys just can't fool with Breeze. That's why Breeze won state championship for his high school and Napoleon Dynamite didn't. Oh, man. But I'm humble. I'm glad we won the game. That's all I can say.
Oh, he's mellowed out.
Oh, man. That's funny. He does look like Napoleon Dynamite.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Right.
Put some glasses on him. Does he throw like his uncle?
Well,
he played. His uncle tried out for the Cowboys. Don't forget.
Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico tried out for the Cowboys.
Yeah, he can throw a football over those mountains.
That's right.
Call me Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico, yes. He's going to talk a little more here.
We won the game. All right. That's all I got to say. So, Philly fans, y'all keep worshiping Rocky down the street. Y'all keep going by Rocky with all the snow. Y'all keep worshiping that fake figure because we do real stuff like win in Philly. Benny Siegel, Eve, holla at the kids. Philly, Philly. Philly, where we are winning. Philly. Now you get the hell out and go find the AK. Bam! Who's still playing in the playoffs? Not the Eagles. And
not the Eagles!
Hey, you know, why do you gotta go bring a dragon meat and everything for? You know, I tell you, you're gonna put a statue up and go around and punch a bunch of meat.
That's more from the What Did Dick Say archive. Oh, shit.
Oh, and then we've got our pissed off Eagles fan, you know. He was so down. Well, you remember how much he was down on the team. All through the season.
The defense sucked so much motherfucking ass crap.
Right. He hated them. Right. And
our defense can't stop a motherfucking thing. Yeah.
Right. Now, I don't know where he's from. I don't think he's from Philly, because one of the parts he says in this video is that he complains about, you know, he flying all the way across the country. I don't know where he's from. I wonder where he's from.
I don't know, but he, you know, he was so down on them, and he said when they were really down there in the beginning of the year, and he's like, "Yo, where are all you guys at that said they were going to win 9-10 games? Where did you 10 wins? Where did yeah, right, whatever?" And then they won 10 games, you know,
right?
And then of course, you know, he went to that last game in Dallas, and then he was at the playoff game. But yeah, he said he had to fly in to go to the playoff game that was in Philly. But anyway, here he is after the game. He ain't happy.
I flew way across the motherfucking country to come see these niggas play up in a wild card game just to see these motherfuckers lose, man. I'm fucking frustrated, dude, and I feel like beating the fuck out of somebody, man. First ever game at Lincoln Financial Field, and it fucking ends like this.
It's all about you.
Alex Henry, I could sock the fuck out of you.
He's gonna sock the fuck out.
He could sock him. He could sock him, Batman. Pyow. We should give him the old 1-2. I could give him the motherfucking 1-2. Pop, pop.
You know, and that fucking kickoff, dude, where they started that shit at the 50-yard line, you basically knew that shit was over. To be honest with you, my nigga, I knew the fucking game was over, man, after we took the fucking lead, 24-23. Because you knew damn well they was going to march down the field, right?
Yeah, there was way too much time left.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we took the lead 24-23, I knew the fucking game was over.
What was...
So, I mean, it's fucking ridiculous, man, but... I know when some nigga, oh, well, you know, the season's beautiful, you know. Nobody, fuck all that shit. Nigga, we lost. You know, to be honest with you, dog, I never did like that motherfucker Alex Henry, man. You know, like, he missed a field goal. I fucking hate that big nose Pee Wee Herman looking fucking faggot, man.
What? Big nose Pee Wee Herman looking motherfucker.
Fucking hate that big nose Pee Wee Herman looking fucking faggot, man.
Say hello to Mr. Couch. Big nose Pee Wee Herman looking motherfucker. Who's down on the sidelines going, I'd have made this kick, but I saw this big 500-pound guy up in the stands, and I couldn't stop thinking, holy shit, how did they get his ass in here? That's probably what he's talking about having to fly all the way across the country. They probably keep him in like some gigantic freaking concrete enclosure somewhere.
Never, I swear to God, man. You guys might think I never could stand that fucking pitch to save my life, man. Fuck. Anyways, man, Eagle season is over. Saints beat us 26-24. Fuck this shit, man. I'll see y'all later.
He's bitter. Bitter.
That's that. Well, he's a fan, man. I'll give him that. He flew all the way across the country twice to see him in two consecutive weeks, man. So I'll give him that, man. He's a true fan, and he at least is somewhat realistic after the fact of what's going on. Because he is a big-nosed Pee Wee Herman-looking motherfucker. So we got
big Pee Wee Herman, a big nose Pee Wee Herman looking motherfucker with, and down there holding is Napoleon Dynamite.
Right.
I'd love to hear some other names they have for some of these guys. The only thing we didn't get this weekend was a Megan video. I wonder, which jersey she wore this week right. When they lost. I bet she was heartbroken when she found out Aaron Rodgers was gay.
Oh, my God.
Megan, it's your fault. I told you if we would have gotten hold of him at that practice and blown him when we found him in the hallway by himself when he went to get a drink of water, he wouldn't be gay now.
Well, at least he would like your sparkles.
He would have sparkled all over me, and we would have a perfectly fine heterosexual God-fearing quarterback. They wouldn't lose in the playoffs at home when it's 5 degrees. You know, poor pity Packers, man. They can't win at home in the playoffs anymore. What's up with that? That used to be like the impregnable thing until Michael Vick beat them, right? That was, you know, and that was in the cold. But they just can't get it done anymore. However,
well,
when
Michael Vick beat him, it was like 40 degrees out.
No, I thought it was freezing cold that day.
Nah, it was a little warmer.
Okay, well, then, you know, F the Packers anyway. Although watching John Kuhn try to do a Lambeau leap and smash his face into the wall was pretty good. It looked like that video of the guy with the who tries to do the gorilla dunk with the trampoline, the fat guy that
right.
on the face
right.
on the floor. Right. 50 million people watched him do that. Seventh biggest program Fox ever had, including Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good, man. Highest rated wild card game ever.
Almost 40 million? Something like that?
It's probably because it was probably like minus 30 degrees across most of the country. Everybody was inside.
What else are you going to do?
Watch Kuhn smash his face. So that's something to be able to say more people watch me smash my face into the wall and then turn around and look at the floor like there was something that tripped him.
Right.
So got to give him that.
All right, let's see. We've got some Freddie Smoop.
Oh, yeah.
New Freddie Smoop. He should have been able to stay if it weren't for that damn salary cap.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a couple of things. Number one, I got to revise my Freddie Smoop because it don't sound like that no more. He's been done taking lessons of how to speak. So that's one. And number two, if he wants to blame the salary cap for why we let him go to Minnesota, I guess that's all right.
Well, here he is.
If Fred didn't leave, we would have had DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, don't get me started.
Hey, well, this
don't get me started on this.
We didn't have any cap room. Me, Antonio Pierce, all us left. They didn't have a dollar to share with us.
It's because they made mistakes. If they figured it out and kept you.
So, Danny Boy, what was I supposed to do? Wait till they fill my EPT card?
I'm not mad at you. It's not your fault.
All right.
He sounds like Barney Fife. You're going to fill up my EBT card. I can go down to the market and get myself some Hungry Man dinners. Is that what you're saying? What if I want some Newports? I can't get any goddamn gin or anything like that with it. EBT cards? You don't pay with EBT cards.
Nip it in the bud.
Right.
Right. If you don't want to have them paying on your EBT card, get a better job in Minnesota. Get a house next to Sergeant Slaughter. Go out on a sex boat, wear a couple of mittens, bring along a two-headed dildo, and get sent right back to Washington.
Bye!
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you were fun, and you're funny, all right. You're a scream.
Uh-huh.
Fred Smoot played football with one bullet in his pocket.
Right.
Can I pull it out now?
Well, here they ask Freddie who he loves to see lose.
Who do you love to see lose the most?
I love to see the New England Patriots lose games.
Good one.
I love to see any team in Boston lose game. I like to see the Celtics lose and the Red Sox. I don't know what vendetta I have against Boston.
I got a lot of teams. I got a lot of hate in my heart, Fred.
Yeah.
Hate. Next person interrupt me getting shot.
What?
What the hell? It's like he had an autistic moment. Somebody spun a record in front of his face or something.
I tell you what, I got a vendetta against Boston.
Right.
I don't understand. It's a surefire vendetta. I won't rest until they're dead.
And then they asked a caller the same question.
Kevin in D.C. Kevin, who do you like to see lose?
I'm from Maryland, and I've been a Redskins fan my whole life. And ever since the Ravens came here, I've always hated them because people are like, you're from Maryland, support the home team.
Me too.
But people just don't get it. We've been Redskins fans forever.
Yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. Why he feels that way.
I've never had that animosity towards Baltimore.
Well, I had, because I was a Redskin, Danny Boy.
I know.
And when I was here, all they talked about was Ray Lewis coming out dancing, Ed Reed, they going to Super Bowls, while we sit down here and get beat.
You can just see Barney Fife marching around the office with his hands on his hips. Well, I have. Let me tell you something about those fellas up in Mount Pilot. They always got that Ray Lewis and that there Ed Reed, and we're just sitting down here, Andy, sitting on our thumbs.
That's good.
Oh, goddamn. I hope they have him on some more, man. He filled in for a couple of days, and now I haven't heard, but I hope he's on some more, man. I gotta pay attention to the Twitter feed because I follow old Freddie on the Twitter.
But they're talking about hating. He says, "Don't hate on LeBron."
I hate to see people hate on LeBron because he left Cleveland.
Lots of hate.
Nobody want to stay in Cleveland.
Right? Except for their head coach. He wanted to stay. He was like the one guy that wanted to stay.
Nobody wants to go now.
Chudzinski wanted to stay.
They're going
to
get the last candidate available in Cleveland. And when they do, when they get him, they'll go, he's the one we wanted the whole time.
That's right. They're going to get Matt Millen.
Hey, I ain't never coached a team. This is pretty cool.
Right.
Oh, good grief. Who have they even interviewed, man? I haven't seen any of the names for them.
I heard the... Oh, I know. Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator for the Rams, and also the defensive coordinator for Seattle. You had... what's his name? Offensive coordinator for New England, Josh.
McDaniels withdrew his name.
I can't remember. Oh, the offensive coordinator for Denver, but like, yeah, we talked about that, but I thought it was Peyton. Right. We thought that was Peyton Manning, you know, and you were talking about this towel boy, you know.
So, really, they haven't talked to most anybody.
Well, I don't know if any of these people are willing to talk to him. That's just who they were interested in. I don't know if those people are interested in Cleveland, you know, because
maybe
they
ought to have a reverse Rooney rule where every candidate has to at least go talk to Cleveland.
That's funny.
Oh, man, I got it. Okay, I got to sit there and say, yeah, I guess I'd like to coach your team, but I would decline any offers that you might make me.
Oh, I want to stay in Cleveland.
Right.
Right. Except the guy they fired. That's the best part. Oh, my God. They ought to offer, they ought to have Bernie Kosar's daughter pick him up at the airport.
Oh, God.
Here, let's take a limo. I'll show you something. She bleached for the occasion. She's a thoughtful gal.
Oh, hell.
All right. Let's see here. Now, speaking of Cleveland, where okay. Joe Banner is running the show, Trevor Selby wants us to ask Joe Banner how he will turn the Browns around after giving Chudzinski only one season.
I will fire everyone. There's not a person in Cleveland I won't fire. Everybody out of the city. I'll run this myself. Oh, shit. How's he going to do it? Well, that's how he would do it. I'll fire them all. I'll put a cardboard cutout of Newt Rockne on the sidelines.
Joshua Solomon says, ask Jeff Ireland about getting the Fredo treatment from the Dolphins.
Jeff, the Fredo treatment.
What do you mean I'm fired? I'm smart. I'm smart. Nobody ever listens to me. They always think I'm dumb, but I'm not. I'm smart.
They took him fishing.
Right.
Ah, you and him just go fishing. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Chris Hopkins says, ask Andy Dalton to explain the second half. Oh, soulless one. What happened?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's a ginger. Hey, I'm a ginger.
Well, as everybody says, you have no soul.
All right. So if he's soulless, I guess I'd have to. Let's see. What was that movie with the little kids with the glowing eyes? Children of the Damned or Village of the Damned?
I don't know.
Gosh, gee. I don't know. Well, if you ask me, I think if the NFL really wants to protect quarterbacks and give fans exciting football games, really, the defense should only maybe have five or six guys out there. Right now, there's 11. It sure makes it very hard to throw through all them guys. Doesn't sound like the NFL is very serious about their protecting the quarterback and giving people what they want.
All right, so less guys. You need less guys on defense.
Less guys on defense. I think that'd probably be the best idea if you really want to give the fans the offense that they deserve. Everybody wants a little offense with their hot dog. So only five or six guys, just in the playoffs. You don't have to do it in the regular season, but only five or six guys on the visiting team's defense. That's all.
Well, it's this last question, John. It comes from Diamond Joe. And he says, quote, ask Tom's penis about Aaron Rodgers' lifestyle. What it thinks about Aaron Rodgers' lifestyle.
I got to tell you, this week on the show thread, I told everybody, I don't care who you play around with. Just give me characters to goof with. So they gave me anything, I guess. And
what?
Well, I think it would. We give the fans what they want. That's what the Bang Radio I was all about.
Oh, is that my penis?
Much better. Tell you what, I don't, as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I don't necessarily approve or disapprove. Let's just say that it's not what I generally stand up for. Although, a few tabs of ecstasy and a sweaty dance floor, and I'm ready for just about anything, really. Oh, but mostly, those decisions are made from somewhere above me. Frankly, ever since he cut me off from my two buddies in the bag down there, I've been awfully lonely.
Jesus Christ. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. An imitation of Tom masturbating me doing an imitation of his penis.
No. No.
All right, that's not what it was.
No.
I'm reading way too much into this part.
Oh, my God.
Hit the sound effect. Get us out of this.
Sound effect?
All right, yeah. What happens when Donovan McNabb tastes a dick for the first time in the huddle? Shit. And you know what? If you laughed at that ridiculous joke that I just pulled off right there, you're like 12 like me. My son is constantly amazed that I have never really gotten past the age of 12 or 13.
I understand.
You know, I have a driver's license and I can fake it for a while, but that's about it.
Wow, I heard my penis talk. How about that?
I really would like it if you would find that bag of peas.
I don't know if I like his voice.
You know, like, well.
Well.
I don't know. He just.
What do you want me to do?
I think it should have a booming godlike sound with an echo on it.
Of course you do. Tom would like his dick to sound. Hello, everyone from up here.
Right. There you go.
You all look like ants down there. What happened to my balls? How come I can't feel them anymore?
Oh, my God. Ah, shit.
Oh, all right.
You know, that dick's got a good point.
All right. You got anything else?
Let me run through some of these things real quick. Some of these are kind of amusing. Like, for example, Colin Burns-Crickle is just trying to get over the Chiefs blowing the second biggest lead in playoff history. And the only reason I read that is for Chiefs fans who might be listening. Let's see. James Huber says Aikman and Joe Buck doing the Packers game with all the Rodgers rumors. It was like there was a gay pride parade in Green Bay that
weekend.
Oh, my
God.
What do you think, Troy? Do you think he's a fudge packer down there? It's awful cold out here. I'm as rigid as an icicle.
All right, so what do we got this week? We've got the Saints at the Seahawks.
Yeah.
We've got the Colts at the Patriots. We've got the Niners at the Panthers. And Chargers at Denver, round three.
I'm going to go with the Chargers with the big upset.
I'm going to disagree with you on that.
I'm going to disagree with you there. Circle takes the square.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree with you on that because, you always hear that, boy, it's hard to beat a team three times in one season. But the funny thing is, the one thing I always hear players say is if they're playing a team again, they're always better if they lost to the team in the previous matchup. So, I don't know.
I suppose. I mean, that's one of those things that say that, if they're fans wear two layers of socks on a Thursday.
That's not what I mean by that. Not because it's like, it's just the way it comes out. It's because they get to be the ones to make the adjustments. The team that won's looking at it going, okay, we just got to do the same thing we did last time, but the team that they beat is going to make adjustments to that, and they don't know what they are yet. And it just because Denver won at San Diego earlier in the year, and then San Diego goes into Denver and wins. And I just think now Wes Welker's healthy, and I think it's going to be, the offense is healthy in Denver. It's going to be too much. I don't think San Diego's going to be able to score as many points as Denver.
Well, I want somebody, like maybe Diamond Joe or something like that, to follow Wes Welker's girlfriend so when she makes her annual excuse in defense of her husband, we can hear what it is. It's the playoffs. The dude doesn't do well in the playoffs, and that's all there is to it. Hey, there's the bat phone. But now that threw me off. I forgot what I was going to say. What's the weather supposed to be like this weekend? I know it's supposed to be warm here. It's supposed to be almost 70 degrees here on Saturday.
I know it's going
to
be in the 40s.
So I know it's not going to be the deep freeze like it was.
Well, you never know in Denver. Hang on, I'm trying to pull it up here. You never know in Denver, because, at this time of the year, it might be 5 degrees or it might be 60 degrees.
Yeah. I don't think it matters. The 49ers prove it. I the only team I think we have a problem right now going and playing those kind of elements might be Carolina.
Maybe.
Got to find out if Cam can handle that kind of stuff. I don't think I've seen him play in a really frigid game like that. 20-degree weather even.
Well,
we'll find out about him.
They played they played at San Francisco earlier in the year and they won 10-9. So obviously they're pretty pretty good teams or pretty well matched.
The best thing about this weekend, I believe we get no NBC, right?
Nope.
No Chris Collinsworth. No Bob Costas. Thank God. I know I don't believe in a God, but if you do, thank him for me. It was incorrigible. It was unbearable last week. After listening to Mike Mayock for 3 hours, then you get Chris Collinsworth. It was hard. It was very hard. Very difficult.
Oh, my God. What is with this fucking computer? Oh, Jesus
Christ. I don't know.
Hang on.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What happened to it?
It just, I can't get anywhere on this fucking internet.
Freezing
up.
Recording? You still rolling?
Yeah, no. I'm trying to look up the weather. Yeah, that computer's fine. I'm trying to see what the weather is for Denver.
Oh. Let me see here.
All right, here it comes. All right, when do they play in Denver? When is that game? That Sunday or Saturday or Sunday?
Let me check it out.
Well,
here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is actual investigative reporting here on the Bang Radio Hour.
Yeah, we need Frankie McDonald, man.
Don't get too cold and stay warm.
Right.
You should always check with Frankie anyway. Sunday at 4:40.
Okay, 43 degrees is the high Sunday, so no,
not going to matter one little
no
bit.
Chance of rain. So it looks like it's going to be sunny and 43 degrees.
Not going to matter one little bit. I'm taking the bolo tie. Give me the Chargers.
All right.
And I'm going to take Caveman going up into New England to lose. Give me the Patriots. Got to go with my Super Bowl pick.
You're taking the Patriots, you said.
Okay. Yeah. So I picked when, yeah, that's what I picked for the Super Bowl.
So yeah, my teams are still alive. I had Denver and San Francisco in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, San Francisco looks real good, man. They look real strong.
I don't think they can win in Seattle. I don't think anybody's going into Seattle and win.
Think they can win in Carolina?
I don't know. I'm picking Carolina.
I think I'm going to have to take San Francisco. I think the week off hurt Carolina. I don't know why. I just think that they're still young. You know, I think that I don't think that Cam's going to be ready for a game of this magnitude against a team that's hitting all its strides right now in the playoffs after a week off. I think they may have cooled down, but I might be wrong. I'm just going by a gut feeling.
And when are they playing?
Let's see. 105 on Sunday. So that's our Sunday matchups.
All right. Well, they've got a high of 45 there with partly cloudy skies. So weather won't.
Absolutely no effect.
No effect there. And, you know. All right. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Boston.
Boston is 8 o'clock Saturday night.
8 o'clock Saturday night. 100% chance of rain.
Rain? I don't think it matters. No,
high of 55 on Saturday.
I don't think it matters. I think that Andrew Luck's shoe, that naked picture that the kicker took of Andrew Luck, you could see the horseshoe falling out of his ass.
What?
You didn't see that? The punter, I mean, the kicker for the Colts was in the locker room after the big win, and he tweeted out a picture that he just took a shot in the locker room. And in the background is Andrew Luck completely fucking naked.
Oh, my God.
But it's almost like a Hollywood setup. There's a guy in between the camera and Luck looking at his phone, and his phone blocks his ass crack perfectly. I mean, perfectly. It's freaking perfect. But really, it almost looks like a black bar across his, you know, where his dick would be and where his ass is. So other than that, there he is stark naked, and the kicker tweeted it out.
And you said San Fran, Carolina was 1 o'clock Sunday. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 1 o'clock Sunday is San Francisco, Carolina.
Sunshine, high of 57.
Going to be no effect whatsoever. A perfect day for football out here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go ahead and call this game and say the San Francisco 49ers with that wonderful mulatto, Colin Kaepernick.
All right, so you've got, and what who are you picking, in Seattle?
In Seattle, Saints. I'm going to go ahead and take the Seahawks.
Okay, so you got Seahawks, Niners, Patriots, Chargers.
Yeah. And
Chargers. Seahawks, Niners, Patriots, Chargers. So you're looking 3 out of 4. No, 2. Yeah, that's right. You got Patriots.
San Diego, Superchargers.
We disagree on every game except Seattle.
Well, there we go. We're going to find out once and for all who's the big man around here.
Yeah, I'm taking the Panthers, the Colts, the Broncos, and the Seahawks.
Well, I think you're probably not going to do very well with that.
Okay.
All right, so wait, you're taking the Panthers. All right. Again, you know, the only thing I'm basing this on is, number one, San Francisco, I think, is a better team right now. They're playing freaking lights out. And I think that this is a young team in Carolina. Having a week off, I think, isn't going to do them very well.
Okay.
So there's that. And you're going with the Colts?
Yep.
Yeah, I think Andrew Luck, he used up all his luck, man. That was just too much last week.
Yeah, so this week he'll just use his skill.
Aqib Talib is going to shut down T.Y. Hilton. Although I got in the NFL.com playoff challenge that we've got running up there, I've got most of my guys going this week. I hope everybody noticed how you play that, because otherwise you're totally screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, I had Peyton and Marshawn Lynch, the Seahawks defense, Demaryius Thomas, all were already in.
The only ones I didn't this week were I had LeSean McCoy, so I had to replace him.
Right.
And Alex Henry, that fucking big-nosed Pee Wee Herman-looking motherfucker.
I had Vinatieri. That was good.
Yeah, I should always pick Vinatieri.
Oh, I did have T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how it all goes down, and we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon. Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag. Bang, Cartoon.